This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our story today is the story of paradise, Jannah. How do I work for an eternal home in paradise, and how do I think about it? Imagine waking up in Jannah. Imagine. We don't know if sleep in paradise, but imagine waking up in Jannah. Your mind is clear. Your heart is purified and clean like never before. No ill feelings, no pain, no anxiety, no negative thoughts, no ill assumptions, no bad memories, no grudges whatsoever. A heart and mind of complete and pure clarity. After struggling in this world for so many years, holding on to one's faith and experiencing death of the body and the journey of the soul, after the day of resurrection begins, you experience the day of judgment with all of its hardships, but the believers, of course, experience it as ease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease on that day. Imagine then the feeling after all of these experiences of crossing over the hellfire, crossing as-sirat, the bridge over the hellfire, and finally waiting in front of paradise, and then finally by Allah's mercy, entering Jannah, entering paradise with your loved ones. May Allah grant us that. Imagine that first full step you take into Jannah, the first full step into paradise. Your two feet are secured, you can no longer ever experience anything negative again. No trials, no pain, no anxieties. That first full step, now you know you're secure forever. How would you feel? Your loved ones, you look for them, you find them instantly. That is if you're not entering right next to them. Your mansions in paradise, your palaces, your gardens, you find them instantly. And your gardens and your spacious land beyond your imagination, prepared by Allah for you, customized for you with all of the immediate rewards of paradise that you want, and the things that we do not understand in this world, the things that are not possible to describe in this world, and which have not been conceived or imagined by any people in this world. Allah has prepared them for the righteous servants who enter paradise. And the prophets and the messengers, you meet them, the people you've studied throughout history, your ancestors, your offspring, those who believed amongst the ancestors and the offspring. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us righteous and surround us with the righteous, and make our families and loved ones righteous, and a guidance for others to be righteous. Then most importantly, imagine after meeting all these people, all these individuals, and you have forever to catch up, forever to really experience the blissfulness of Jannah in a way we cannot comprehend yet in this world. Most importantly, imagine your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman. Your meeting with Allah, the one who guided you to paradise, the one who guided you in this life, the one who gave you clarity, the one whose speech was a foundation for you, a manual for you to make it through the difficulties of this life, to pass the test of this life, and to make it to Jannah by His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who Himself said, I have prepared for my righteous servants in paradise that which no eye has ever seen, which no ear has ever heard, and which has not been imagined by any human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will say to the people of Jannah, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of paradise, where are my servants who worshipped me without ever seeing me? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَدِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the reward for their patience in this world to make it to paradise, the reward for endurance, the reward for perseverance, the reward for all the hardships that you went through, and also the acts of worship that you fulfilled, the temptations you stayed away from, the bad things that you overcame, the reward for their patience is paradise, and also silk garments, one of the rewards of Jannah. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. I have rewarded them, Allah says. I have rewarded the righteous because of their patience, because of what they went through. I have rewarded them with paradise. They are the true winners. They are the true فَائِزُونَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the highest levels of Jannah and guide us to bring with us as many people as possible as well. Allahumma ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our great reunions in this world reunions of remembrance and blessings, and of course grant us the greater reunion, that of Jannah. Allahumma ameen.